Hi, thank you for tuning into this short story episode of the Digital Nomad Stories podcast. Over the past months, I've interviewed a lot of digital nomads and I've learned so much from all of them. I wanted to highlight some of the key insights I got from all the interviews released so far. So I decided to release a 10 to 15 minute short story episode every Thursday, in addition to the full interviews that go live every Monday. Hey nomads, welcome to a new short story episode. I am very, very excited about this one. So our guest for this episode is Kat Smith. She actually came on the podcast twice already. First time, she was running her own business full-time and she was living in Vietnam with her husband and her dog. Second time she came on a podcast is only a few months ago and she was living in Albania with same husband, same dog. And so much has changed in her life because she is still running her business, but she also found a full-time remote job in marketing. And main reason why I asked Kat back on the show was because I want to know how she find a remote job, how she can work remotely full-time and also travel and run her own business, which I think is crazy, but she manages it all. So that is the episode, the second interview that we did. And then this part of the interview that I want to share with you today as this short story episode is about how she found that remote job, because she didn't really have any experience. She didn't work a remote job before. She didn't have any sort of career in marketing before she found this job. And I think the way she approached this is so smart and we can learn so much from Kat and from what she tells us in this episode. So yeah, let's just dive into it. This is my favorite part of the interview I had with Kat Smith. Okay, yeah, let's talk about that because you got a remote job. Can you tell us what the job is? Like, I know that it's marketing, but can you tell us more about what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I still do Away Abroad. Away Abroad is my baby. I got a little nervous, like, moving to Europe because we were so used to living in Vietnam and the cost of living was so cheap and we knew we were moving to Europe. We didn't know Albania yet, although this is just a stopping point. But we knew we were going to Europe and I was like, I think I need to make more money because I'm not making much. And I think I should. I think I would enjoy Europe if I had, you know, a better paycheck. So I started looking for jobs and I got hired as a digital marketing manager for a company. The company works with vacation homes. So like we help property managers get more visibility on their vacation homes, like on their websites. My main job, I'm pretty good at SEO, like search engine optimization and getting people more eyes on like Google side of things. Skills I learned with Away Abroad that I could monetize. I mean, that's something I was really happy. Like, wait, I've been learning like valuable skills this whole time. But yeah, so I'm working with them full time. They're in the US, but they were really flexible with where I was so long as we had a few hours overlap. And yeah, every day is different since we have so many different clients and it's been fun.
Yeah, so this is actually the main reason why I wanted to ask you back on the podcast because your work situation also changed so much from last year. And I think it's so cool that, like you said, the skills that you learned from doing your own business, you just translated that over into a remote work position, which I think is so smart. And I feel like sometimes we forget, like I, at least for me, I get really like blinders on and okay, I'm doing this thing and this is why I want to learn it because this is my goal. But actually all the skills that you learn, they are super valuable and you can monetize them in different ways. Like you can use it for Away Abroad in your case, but also a digital marketing manager position, which I think is so awesome. Like you can just choose, okay, do I want to work full-time now so that I can have a better paycheck when living in Europe. Yeah, I think that's just so cool. So how did you go about finding the job? Because a lot of people at the moment want a remote job and there are so many remote jobs, but also like, how do you find the good ones? Because there's also, I know, a lot of restrictions for like locations or like, how did you find this?
Yeah, so this was in January. So after the van trip, after our Christmas holidays with my family, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get real about this. I'm going to find a job. And as everyone's always told me, finding a job is a job in itself. You know, it's easy to get kind of disheartened. Like, did I send out 40, you know, applications and I only heard back from three? But realizing that, like, that's just the way it is. You know, you have to throw your net wide and see what you can get. In that time, though, I was really focused on thinking about, like, what I actually want and what I'm trying to accomplish with this job. So I was still applying to a bunch of things because I kind of figured, like, the interview experience is good. So then when I find one I really want, I'll feel more comfortable because it's not my only interview. So I was still kind of, like, throwing my net out wide. But I was able to look at the jobs and kind of narrow down more that I wanted. And I was mainly using online platforms. I found my job on Dynamite Jobs. If you've never heard of it, it's the cool thing about this platform that I liked over, like, LinkedIn, for example, is Dynamite Jobs is only remote jobs. So you don't have to, like, shuffle between the, like, there's so many on LinkedIn that were like, you're remote, but we need you in this area. Or you're remote, but you need to come into the office like 2 times a week. You know, there was a lot of those where, like, the Dynamite job site, they still might have restrictions. Like, we want you on Asian time zone, but you can be guaranteed if they're on that platform that they are fully remote. And actually, to get this job, the guy reached out to me. I made a profile on Dynamite Jobs. And he actually reached out to me and was like, I saw your website. Did you do this? I was like, yeah, like, I did it. I was also, so if anyone's listening and they're in the same position I am, I hadn't worked a real remote job ever, except for my own. So it was kind of like that imposter syndrome. Like, okay, I think I know what I'm doing. Like, you know, the website's doing well and it's growing. It's doing all these things. But, like, did I get lucky? Or, like, do I really know these skills? Like, those doubts were really easy to creep in because I've been working by myself. I've never really had that, like, outside validation of, like, a boss being like, yes, that's right, pat on the back, you know what you're doing. So that was kind of an intimidating process, but I was faked confidence all the way through it because I was like, you know what, if you like it, like, if you're reaching out to me and you like it, then, like, okay, maybe I'm onto something. So yeah, he headhunted me and we had a couple interviews and I did a trial thing. Look at this website. What would you optimize on it? Kind of stuff. And he liked what I said. And I interviewed with a few other companies, but that his role that, you know, he was offering to me was just like kind of checking all the boxes I had set out. So I accepted that one. We've been working for them. I'm in my third month now.
And how is your day-to-day now? Because it's a big change, right? Going from not a full-time job to a full-time job. Like, that is a change of 40 hours a week, right?
It is a change. I was working so much with Away Abroad prior to the van trip. The van trip, I just was like, let's have fun. Prior, I was working a lot, but the difference is, like, getting invited to go do something on a Tuesday when it's my own company, I can be like, yeah, that sounds fun. I want to do that. And I don't work on that Tuesday. Like, who cares? But now having to be like, oh, no, you know, I would need to ask off that day and I really don't want to use my vacation days for that. Is there a way that we could do this on a Saturday? You know, and that whole mindset shift has definitely been an adjustment because I am used to control, you know, fully controlling my entire schedule.
Yeah, that's relatable. I have also never had a full-time job. Always worked for myself. How did you make sure that you could do your work for Away Abroad in less time, in, like, significantly less time, probably before the van trip already? But how did you do that? Did you outsource things or did you prioritize really well? Or please tell me more.
Yeah, that's like the question I get asked most, I think, is like, but wait, how did you do that? And how are you doing it now? Because, like, as an audience member, like, you probably don't notice that I'm spending significantly less time on it. And what I can say is, A, if you are stuck in like the entrepreneurial like hustle, it is really hard to get out of that. But I think the reason I was able to a degree, is given time. You know, I had been working on the company for a couple of years. I kind of knew what I wanted to focus on. And then going from that, like knowing, you know, getting confident and getting comfortable and kind of creating patterns, I then really focused on a routine. Like I knew on Monday, I published a new article. On Tuesday morning, I published the carousel for that. On Tuesday morning, the email's going out. On Thursday, another email's going out. Like I had it such a tight schedule. And that actually really helped me because all I needed to do was like fill in the missing pieces. Like, okay, I'm publishing a new article. What articles do I have in the queue? And I've even broken it down, given my personal, like what the website is about, like the type of article. Like I know this week is a living abroad guide. Next week is a working abroad guide. The next week is a tip. So I'm just able to like fill in the pieces, and it takes out a lot of that like thinking time. You know, you spend a lot of time just kind of like sitting there like, what do I want to do today? I mean, I spent so much of my life like looking at my calendar being like, but now that I have like these systems in place and like these patterns, I guess, to it, it cuts down a lot of that thinking time, and I'm able to focus on just action. I also really, really focused on cutting out the fluff. I realized I was doing a lot of things that were bringing me nothing. They were just kind of those like fill up your day tasks. Have you ever heard, someone was talking to me about this and I realized how true it was. You know, if you have all day to do something, it will take you all day to do. But if you have an hour to do something, you could do the same thing in an hour. Obviously, that's not, you know, the same for everything. But yeah, I mean, and that's really, I think, what it came down to.
I think it's called Parkinson's Law, which is, exactly how you said it. Yeah, it's, I totally relate. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry for interrupting.
No, I appreciate it. I did not know the real word for it, but I appreciate that. But I think that's so true. Like when I sat down and I said, okay, today, like, whenever you're in the van, I was like, I have one day to do a week's worth of stuff. A, what are my priorities? Okay, here's a list of my priorities. Set a timer. This is how much time you have to do and everything. And I was so much faster. I realized how much time I was wasting before doing that, you know, before it was a necessity, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, very relatable. I also tend to fill up my days with things.
Stuff.
I'm working on this now. That is also why I ask, because I'm trying to figure out what the things are, you know, like how do you say in online business, that move the needle. But it's true though. Like some things that I do, they bring me nothing. Like I generally don't really get clients when I post a lot on social media. For my business, it works to have a presence there, but I can make one post or 10 posts a week and I get the same amount of clients. So there is like no reason for me to spend a lot of time there. So that's because that's not where my clients come from. And I love your tip of just like sitting down, create a strategy, make a realistic to-do list. Like this is what I need to do this day of the week, and that's it. Like then you're done, then you need to go to your full-time job or explore. I think that's so smart, and cutting out that thinking time every time. Great tip. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it very, very much. I would appreciate it even more if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts for me. That way, more people can find this podcast, more people can hear the inspiring stories that we're sharing, and the more people we can impact for the better. So thank you so much if you are going to leave a review. I really appreciate you, and I will see you in the next episode.